In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Holy Supper is a feast of love. Love is never about one particular individual. Love is about others. Love seeks the good of others. It looks to not to itself, but to the needs, interests, and desires of others. The moment that love turns itself inward and looks towards its needs, its desires, its wants, it ceases being love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is patient with others. Even though they make your life more difficult, love is still patient. It holds no offense. It replies with kindness. It patiently endures wrongs, failures, sufferings, misunderstanding, insults, and all else, never keeping track of wrongs, never getting angry, but always desiring to forgive. God is love. How close he was to his cross, but his thoughts only remained on his disciples. You are his disciples, so on that holy night, his thoughts rested on you. He doesn't feel sorry for himself. He doesn't try to fix or to prepare or help his own situation. He doesn't shut the world out while turning the attention inward. He loves those who are his own. He loves those who remain in this world, and now he gives them the greatest sign, the greatest remembrance of his love, a feast, a meal, a sure sign and seal in God's own blood of his enduring love for you. In adversity, we shrink inward to focus on ourselves and how we can get through our problems while the needs of others take a back seat. In times of trial, we scramble together to gather all the information we need, all the resources to get through our problems while often forgetting about the needs and problems of others. Not so Christ. He loved others. He cared for others, even in his greatest hour of need. He knew the adversities, hardships, and difficulties he would face, but he even more so knew the adversities, difficulties, and hardships that you would face. And he loved you. Day-to-day life is demanding. Kids only add to the stress and the scheduling. Work and politics and social obligations make life difficult. Difficult to manage. Then you add to that whatever cross you are carrying, perhaps more than one. Life seems to be constantly changing. The world is constantly changing. You physically are constantly changing. Perhaps even emotionally, sadly, many churches are also constantly changing. But Christ's love never changes. This meal remains the very same meal that Christ himself instituted 2,000 years ago. He knew what you would need for this life, so he took bread and gave thanks. He knew the hardships and adversities of living in a 21st century American culture, so he took the cup and blessed it. Soon, his body would be torn apart by whip, nails, thorns, and spear. Soon his blood would pool below. Soon he would be lifted up for all to see, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Soon he would enter the deepest darkness of hell. Hell is coming, unimaginable pain and suffering of body, soul, mind, and spirit. Unfathomable wrath by his dear Heavenly Father as he turns his back on him. Yet only love from Christ, only love. He knew it all, yet he takes bread and gives thanks because he loved you. Forgiveness won, salvation sealed, life attained. He did not forget you on that cross, and he has not forgotten you even this day. Take and eat, he says. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood. Your life changes. Your body changes. Your emotions, your skill set changes. But Jesus' love for you never changes. Week after week, as often as you enter this sanctuary, bread and wine sit on that altar waiting for his blessing. Through the word of his ordained minister, those words of institution, that bread is Christ's body. and that bread becomes Christ's blood, present for you, waiting for your lips to touch and your tongue to taste, so that you may know the full extent of his love for you. How closely he now has united himself to you, flesh of flesh and bone of bone. God is not happy to live apart from you or simply next to you. He wants to be one with you. And so you face nothing alone. This life, the changes, your body changes, you face nothing alone. You cannot deny it. Christ lives in you. For you have eaten his body and you have drank his blood. So even if you feel like you are all alone, though vastly surrounded by numerous people, even though you may be all alone in your house or in your community, you are never alone. Never will he leave you and never will he forsake you, but he leads and guides and comforts you. So what you face, whatever it is, what you face, Christ faces with you. Whatever you struggle through, Christ himself struggles through with you. The chaos of kids, the grind of work, the fast-paced life of Southern California, whatever it may be, Christ carries your crosses with you. He goes through it all with you so that you may overcome all things in him and by him, by his strength alone. So in love, he turns your crosses into joys. In love, he has turned the greatest cross, death, into the greatest joy, life. Death is nothing more than the gate to eternal life. So take and eat his body and you will be forgiven. Take and drink his blood. Take and drink his blood and it will flow through your veins. Life will flow through your veins. As Christ attaches himself to every fiber, cell, and atom in your body. He restores you back to his own image and likeness. Flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, you are not two, but you are one. So dearly does God love you. This earth is only temporary. Your stress, chaotic schedules, and crosses that you bear are only but a brief moment. You must live. You must have life. For Christ has instituted a feast of life, the meal of his love. As you are united to Christ, so also are you united to one another. You are united by Christ in his love. If you are not united to Christ, then you are not united to one another. But you are united to one another, for you are united to Christ. You have all eaten of the same bread and have drank from the same cup. Christ is the head, you are his body. Christ is not divided as you each go your separate ways, but Christ gathers you together. Wherever you may go, you are still gathered together as one holy Christian church, one body of Christ, one holy communion. For there is only one bread and one cup. And you who are many form one body, because you all partake of that one cup. As intimately as your soul is united to your body, so intimately are you united to each other. So live in love with one another, even as Christ has loved you. You do not hate your body, but you feed and care for it. So also feed and take care of one another. Carry each other's burdens. You kneel side by side at this altar for a reason. You are not individuals, but you are a union, a holy communion, the holy communion of saints. So you do not bear your crosses alone. You do not bear your burdens alone, but each one of you shoulders the same. You assist each other even as they assist and carry your burdens. Do not make them go it alone. Be with them, support them, love them, pray for them, listen to them, even hug them and embrace them. For it is not you and them, but it is the church. You are united to them, to share their burdens as your very own. When part of the body hurts, the whole body suffers with it. When part of the body rejoices, the whole body rejoices with it. You are part of the body of Christ, united to one another through him, your head. Rejoice with one another in their joys. Cry with one another in their sorrows. For you have eaten of the same bread and have drank of the same cup. The life of Christ flows in you even as it flows in them. Christ lives in them even as he lives in you. You are not individuals. You are a holy communion, a holy church. So be of one mind and one heart and one spirit. Let nothing divide you. The hands do not say to the feet, I do not need you. The eyes do not look down on the ears. But each part of the body has its place. If everyone were an eye, where would the sense of smell be? If everyone were a leader, who would do the work? If everyone were a follower, where would we go? Christ has given to each one of us different gifts and abilities, time, talents, even money and treasures. And they are to be used for the good of one another. The good of the Holy Church. For others may not have the same gifts that you have, yet you are still one, one body, one holy Christian church. So treat the weaker partners, or treat the weaker parts of the body. Treat those with less, with far greater love. And in this way you will keep Satan from dividing you. So take and eat, take and drink your loving God. Receive this feast of love. Live in a holy communion with Christ and with one another. For soon you will leave this whole world behind. Then you will see that you really are not two or three or four. You are not individuals, but you really are one. Christ the head, you his body. And you will live with all believers in that holy blessed communion forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.